Yo, it's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. Thank y'all for coming back. This episode, we talking about, is it okay for women to jump in and out of relationships like men? I got a little story time. What's your favorite emoji? And what type of movie do you enjoy? Action or comedy? All right, guys, let's jump right into it. Fellas. Just directed to the fellas, just in case. Y'all eavesdropping women that's listening with your fella, with your guy. Let them speak first, then you get to speak second. That's the rule. That's the rule for this one. Okay. Is it okay for women to jump in and out of relationship with men? The reason why I'm doing it, I'm only asking men, is because I want to clear it up so you can know what kind of man you been living with or been talking to. Okay, so let him speak his mind clearly and thoroughly, and then you get to say what you want to say. Me, myself, personally, is it okay? Nah. Is it okay for men to be jumping in and out of relationships? Nah, not necessarily. Because if you jump in and out of relationships, that means you wasn't in the relationship you was in before. You just was with somebody, and you just was there for, because that's what you jumped into. You know, you just jumped into something, just jump into something. Now, the person that I've been seeing doing this lately that has been getting a lot of credit for it is Blac Chyna. Blac Chyna basically done talked to at least 8 different rappers, bro. Then I ain't even counting Rob as no rapper, you know. I don't want to get into no names and all that right there. But now she's with Soulja Boy. Now, another person, she ain't jumping in and out of relationships, but y'all giving this lady Ari, which I don't even know who she is, what's her real occupation, or what was her real claim to fame besides being G Herbo's baby mother. But that's another story. Like, I don't know. Is it right for people? I mean, it ain't even right for people, just men or women, to jump in and out of relationships, because it's like, dang, you must have didn't really like that other person for you to jump out of a relationship to another relationship. But I digress. Sometimes it's like that. Sometimes you can't help it. Sometimes you be in a relationship, don't work out. The other person that you was best friends with, maybe y'all go together and it was a perfect love story. They was telling you the truth about this person the whole time. I don't know. I feel like women get a lot more flack when they do it, but when men do it, it's just like, oh man, he just done found him a new one. Look at him, boy, I'm proud of you. But a woman, she break up with somebody, and next thing you know, she in a relationship with somebody else. She being called all out outside her name. She disrespectful. She didn't ever love you. All type of stuff, man. Man, we got a whole nother vocabulary when it comes to stuff like that. It's very weird. But fellas, how y'all feel about that? Can women jump in and out of relationships like we do? Women, when I close out with this, now y'all can go on here and say what y'all got to say. Don't let them speak. This is a story about something that I will always get in trouble for. It started when I was in elementary and ended when I was a senior in high school. Okay. What's the first thing you do when you was a kid and you got out of school? Was it you went straight to your mom, let her know what was going on with school, and hugged her, gave her big kiss, all this other stuff? Yeah. Not me. First thing I do, come through the door, kick my shoes off, throw the book bag in the middle of the floor, shoot to the back of the room, get on the game, do what I got to do. I'm going to come to the front room, see that living room, see all them my shoes all strolled over the place, my book bag in the middle of the floor. Oh boy, I'm finna get cussed out. She don't care who in the house with me. It could be 6 of us in the room. Steven, blase, blase, blase. You know, you gonna say the whole name, you know, you feel me? If you don't get your narrow behind in here and clean this ass up right now. Get these shoes. I almost broke my neck in here trying to walk through my own living room. Why do you do that? You know, and she fuss about it for about 10, 20 minutes. Now, if I would have fell and tripped and hit my head, what was you going to do? You know, all this type of spill. I'm like, look, man, I don't be thinking about that. I be thinking about, let me just get about these shoes so we can get it comfortable. I done finally made it home, you feel me? This went on from, you know, like 4th grade to 12th grade, you know? Thinking about that, I just kick up out these shoes and go where I need to be. Get out your face before you start fussing about any and every, you know? But it was a couple times where I come in the living room going to go do something or answer the door or something, and I done walked around it at first, you know, but then when I opened the door and then turn around and go somewhere, I done tripped over the book bag and the shoe about broke my neck, you know? So, now it's like I can't help it. I try to keep stuff out the middle of the floor, but I can't help it. Can't help it. When I come in where I'm at, I kick my shoes off right there. Boom, boom. Right there in the middle of the floor. And she used to cuss me all the way out about that, but because it was habitual. She knew it was coming. She knew I was going to do it. Like, why do you do this every day? Got your book bag in the middle of the floor. Did you do your homework? All that comes behind it, you know. Nah, I ain't do my homework. Well, why you ain't do? Get your homework. Go to the table. Do your homework. But yeah, what's something that y'all mom used to scold y'all about most? Like, y'all talking about, like, where you can remember it, like it was yesterday. Like, you can recite the words coming out her mouth right now. Like, clean up that room. Mine was, come get these shoes in this book bag out the middle of this floor right now. I can hear it right now. I'm talking about on the back of my neck. She right behind me. If you don't get in there and get them shoes, but haunt me to this day. What's your favorite emoji? My favorite emoji is the one with the hands up. Like, I don't know. Because if I get paid $1 every time I say I don't know, that's not it. Sometimes it ain't even the fact that I don't know. It's just I really don't feel like going into all this explaining. So that way, we could just kill it all the way together. You don't know? I don't know. The question you don't ask me? I don't know. Like, because I feel like you don't understand the first or the second part. Maybe even the last part of what I'm about to tell you. And then I'm going to have to go into further detail. Oh, boy, I don't even. I'll shoot you that emoji so quick. Quick. I'm talking about, hey. Like, what was you thinking when you did that? I don't know. Well, you know, something like, if I say something out the way, and you be like, oh, what that supposed to mean? I don't know. Hit you with that emoji real quick. It's also that, or I use that emoji as, okay, and so, I mean, what you want me to do? You know, shrug shoulders, you know, what you want me to do? You know, what you want me to say, you know? But I think if you could go back and look into a recent history of how many times I done used that emoji, I'm probably at like 10,000. Because, boy, I emoji you to death. I ain't trying to text. Come on now. When they created emojis, that was the end of texting, brother. Ain't no more even no abbreviations. I ain't even texting out LOL no more. I'm going to hit you with the crying, tears, laughing, whatever. Or hit you with 2 or 3 of them, you know. Before I pitch LOL or LMAOL, you know, I ain't even. See, that emoji kept me from typing out, I don't know. I mean, I got clever when y'all came up with the IDK. When I can just hit this one emoji, oh boy, I done been abusing it. Like, don't text me, like, what's a blase blase number? You know, I'm not finna take the time to press a number, go back. Press another number. Go back to the numbers again. Press another number. Space. Go back. Press another number. Boy, you got me dead. I'm finna hit you with that. I don't know emoji. You know what I'm saying? Especially how you want me to tell you some long-winded stuff. Like, so tell me what happened at work. I don't know. You was at work. And that don't mean I'm paying attention. What are you good for? And then I'm going to hit you with the same emoji. I don't know. What time you going? I don't know. What do you know? I don't know. Shrug shoulders. Same emoji, brother. So yeah, if I had to pick my favorite emoji, they could go back and do a history of any time I ever use emoji. That'd probably be the top emoji. Even though it is fairly new. Probably my top of no emoji right now. What's your top emoji? When it comes to movies, or maybe even TV shows, what's your favorite action or comedy? We're just gonna use action and comedy right now because we ain't finna go into all these different categories, but based off of action and comedy, it's probably gotta be action with me. A lot of times, the comedy, you know, I'm one of them people. First two to five minutes, you ain't caught my attention. My phone gonna be on, gonna be doing something else, be somewhere else all the way. I ain't been diagnosed with ADD, but I think everybody got an acute symptoms of ADD. Before it was ADD, it was, you was just bad. You was BAD. You feel me? So, it'll have to be action. And you're going to have to jump right into the action right away. I don't really too much care about no backstory. You ain't going to tell me how it got this way. Where they going. None of that. Because, believe you me, if I'm watching it with a female, a lady, a woman, a girl, a person that has female parts, that's what they do. They gonna ask you like you was there when the script was written, when they shot the movie, you was talking with the directors, you was with the co-writers, you was with everybody when they were doing, when they came up with this movie. I don't know. That's why I'm watching the movie. I don't know. That's why it's an action movie, because it's gonna be a lot of action stuff finna happen that you gotta pay attention and watch. And maybe some of this dialect that we missing, because me and you talking, is what's gonna happen. And it's gonna tell you when and why this gonna happen. I mean, I ain't hating on comedies, because sometimes comedies can be good for the soul. You know, you get to laugh, get a little laughter out, hear a joke you ain't never heard before, or see something you ain't never seen done before. Like, wow, that happened to me, boy, I'd be dead. I wouldn't even never come outside again. As far as action movie, it's just that same too. Like, I'm looking to see what I ain't never seen before. Like, buddy when I forget what movie that was, might have been one of them diehards, when he stepped out the car and it didn't clip him and he still was shooting. We Wanted, that movie Wanted, when it was curving bullets, we couldn't do it, man. I'm just like, this right here, real life stuff right here, man. I don't know what I'm watching. And yeah, the Mission Impossibles, crazy action right now. Like, how do Tom Cruise even live this stuff? Then when I got the scene that was telling me that Jackie Chan was doing all his own stunts, like, this man got a death wish. He Evil Knievel. He the real Evil Knievel. Like, Evil Knievel could see this man right now. He'd be like, "Boy, you stole my life." Yeah, it's definitely action over comedy. You go outside and see some comedy, like anything, you know, anything could be funny. But when it comes to action, real life action, a lot of y'all be about that smoke, but y'all just be a puff of smoke. When I watch an action movie, I know it's finna go down. And I ain't talking about no sports action movie. I'm talking about real live action, like it's going down, cars blowing up, helicopters, all that type of stuff, you know. But which one do you prefer, action or comedy? Thank God. Thank the followers. Thank the listeners. Follow me on Instagram at onebagsteve777. Oh no, I think it's just onebagsteve. Follow me at on Facebook, Stephen Gray. Follow me on Twitter at onebagsteve. Also follow me on Snapchat. Add me on Snapchat at fuzzy_slipper. That's fuzzy_slippa. And thank you guys for listening. God bless. Next episode, we're going to talk about, what do you put on your toast? What's your favorite 90s clothing? Another story. And I have some apparent lookalikes that I look like. All right, I'll talk to y'all next episode.